Looking to the future. A message from your Chief Executive, Adrian Bell. I have now resumed my full responsibilities as Chief Executive of Blind Veterans UK after a period of time away. My very sincere thanks to all of you who sent kind messages wishing me a good and speedy recovery. I'm also very grateful to the charity's senior leadership team and all our staff for all they have done during my absence, particularly Ghazala Hurley for stepping in as she did as interim chief executive. It's far from easy to assume such responsibilities over such a period. I know that many of you had questions about the future of the charity, not least because of the recent sad closure of our Llandudno Centre. I understand that our chair, Barry Coop, has contacted you all with the reasons behind this difficult decision, but please do let me know if you have any further questions. As I write this, we are preparing for our member conference in Birmingham, and I'm looking forward to seeing some of you there. For those of you who wish to contribute but are unable to attend, I hope you will take advantage of the regional pop-up sessions. Both the conference and many of the regional pop-up sessions will have happened by the time this issue of a review arrives with you, and there will be a full write-up of all that was discussed in the next issue. You will hear more about these pop-up sessions later in this recording. I hope the those of you who wish to be involved enjoyed the national celebrations around the 80th anniversary of victory in Europe last month. I was delighted to see how many Blind Veteran UK events were taking place across the whole country, and I'm only sorry I was unable to join in. You will hear more about these events too later on, and I would like to thank all the staff, volunteers, and of course all our members who worked so hard to make these events a success. I've been told that the Battle of Britain Memorial Flypast event at our event in the Petwood Hotel in Lincolnshire was spectacular. I'm very much looking forward to getting back to work and getting to grips with the various issues confronting us all now as we look to the future. As always, please contact me if you have any questions or concerns.